This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Kind of feels like a Friday right
yeah!
now.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
So good, huh?
Yes. I could eat it up. The
boys.
Van Halen and the Friday.
Sure, the whole thing, the package deal. Uh-huh. Happy Friday, everybody. It's like a warm hug that's about to throw you off a cliff. Let's go!
Together.
I know. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. I think I'm going to go see Wonder Woman today.
Mm. Why?
Because,
I mean, good.
Oh, because I feel guilty. I haven't got my kids. Usually in the summer, we go do stuff like every day. In the summer, we just, kids are always kind of moping around the house like,
Are you serious? Your oldest isn't out doing his thing?
The last week, the kid is so paranoid about getting dry socket.
What's that?
It's something that apparently can happen to you when you get your wisdom.
Yeah, it happened
out.
To me.
Yeah, you said that.
It sucked, and I went and got it cleaned out. And
yeah, I swear to God, I've never seen him like he's been for the last week. He's so, like, paranoid about anything happening, and he doesn't want to go. He's like, I can't eat, you know, he's so concerned about it. I'm like, isn't it getting kind of boring for you now?
It's been a week.
Yeah.
Kid.
Well, it takes 6 weeks before you're done. He keeps telling me that. I'm like, oh, great, 5 more weeks of this. This is going to be great.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Little bit of a hypochondriac.
Well, that's cool. You're going to take him to the movies. Yeah. Very nice of you, Mom.
Yeah, so
good
I'm
job.
Like, you know what? I'll take tomorrow off and we'll go to the movies
tomorrow. I don't know why I'm surprised. I don't relate to that, but that's... Kids are different today.
Yes, they are.
I was already long gone. Right. But that's because him and I are very different dudes.
Yep.
So, no surprise there.
Nope.
Oh, you know, my sister-in-law came into town last night.
She made a
Rose!
Pound cake.
Yeah, Rose! She did. But my niece was very upset because she ran for some part of the student body at her little school, and she lost.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she was quite upset.
That's hard.
Yeah, it is hard. So, you know, my brother had to break it to her because the teacher called.
Oh.
Didn't want her to be upset at school. Texted the
parents
to let
them know,
said, hey,
right.
Let her know. So, she, you know,
right.
When she comes to school tomorrow, she'll know what's up.
That's... tough
she was
because
like,
no kid. Well, when you know, I mean, there you are. You've put yourself up against somebody else, and you're hoping to win that popularity contest.
Yeah.
Let's face it, that's what student council is. Oh, that sucks.
I know. Boo.
I know. Really, it's hard. You know, kids go through all this stuff, and you want to do the right thing and say the right thing and not cripple them for the rest of their
really
lives.
Really isn't a right thing to say.
I know. It's true. You just got to be there, hold them. It's all right. Come here. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens to you out there in the big bad world, I'll be right here waiting for you. If you kill someone, I'll help you bury the body. Don't worry.
Rose telling Anthony, just give her some cuddles, stroke her hair.
Yeah.
I guess the cums are down when you stroke her hair.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
Ew. So, kids, they're a joy. How's your baby?
They are a joy.
Oh,
yeah, you're the one
Brandy?
With the baby.
You.
Yeah.
Oh. She's good. Yeah, she's really good. She went to swim lessons yesterday.
Oh, how does she like that?
She likes it. She's not as she was a great swimmer when she was a brand new baby. She went to swim class, and then since then, none. And when we were recent, I tried to get her into the ocean onto a surfboard. She wasn't into it.
Mm. Scary. The ocean is very scary.
It is scary, but I got her, and her mom made me get her a life vest for crying out loud.
Well, mom is doing the right thing.
Mom wants to keep the kid alive.
Mom really likes that kid.
Well, I mean,
I got her. No, not good enough.
I understand that you guys, you know, find it hard to believe that there's no chance anything's happening to that kid on my watch. But so she's got the vest. I got her. And still she's like, let's just stand here.
But you got the vest on, for God's sake.
We're only knee deep. You're not even.
You didn't kick her out.
Right. Well, I kept saying, let's step one step forward.
Yeah.
But really, what she wants to do is run to the water's edge when it goes low, and then scream like a three-year-old girl as she runs away from it when it comes back at her.
Huh, weird.
And then run back.
Yeah.
Scream running away.
That sounds
away.
About right.
That does seem like typical three-year-old behavior. I don't know, you know. It's very strange.
I don't know why that happens to you.
It's kind of surprising that she has typical three-year-old behavior being Vinny's daughter. But it looks like she does.
Yeah, so anyway, she had a good swim lesson, and then her and her mom hit the beach, and I took a guitar lesson.
Oh, how did that go?
It went great.
You can still go to the guy in the hate, right?
Not right now, because he's going to Sweden or something, and there I met a new dude over by my house who's...
That's easy.
Yeah, but...
You switch guitar guys like you switch phones.
I know. I was looking at the same thing.
First of all, I haven't switched phones in a long time.
Like you switch emails, like you switch jeans.
And I haven't switched emails in a long time.
Well, you know.
For your information.
It's all relative.
Yeah, it's all a matter of time anyway.
But it's
one
okay.
Spam that comes to that mailbox and that thing is gone. Time for a new email. No one even knows which one. I send it to every Vinny email because I never know.
Well,
I've
still
told
up.
You 1,000 times which one it is, and I went through and cleaned your phone out. Yeah. So
it's
they
still all pop up. Even though you took them physically out of my phone, whenever I type in Vinny, all your emails come up. Which one you want? I'm like, I don't know the one that's all of them.
All right. Anyway, so I had a guitar lesson, and it still was really hot yesterday, so today should be much better. In fact, here in the city, there's a fog cloud layer over.
Yeah, that's what the news was saying.
It's going to cool off.
Carl's back. Don't they call the fog Carl?
Carl?
Yeah, he has his own Instagram. He's got 200,000 followers, Carl the Fog.
Carl's back. The Fog.
Huh. It seems neat until you hear... A grown person be like, oh, Carl. And you're like, oh, boy.
People are just having fun with
it's
Vinny.
Fine. San Francisco. What are you going to do?
We'll call him San Fran, but you can call the frog Carl.
Right.
No problem.
Okay.
It was horrible on the bridge this morning. Like, it,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're all going crawling across it because it was super thick. Scary.
So
you can't see.
You're going to go see Wonder Woman with the whole family? Or
no, John has to work. So...
You mean in the yard?
Yep.
Oh.
We got a bunch of stuff going on right now. But I got my week's work done yesterday. And
is there a clock out?
My blisters and what?
You get to clock out? I said
last night at dinner, I was just talking to the kids and, you know, I guess we are still going to go someplace over vacation. Like, he hasn't booked anything, but I guess he and Riley have something
that's like
planned.
In a week and a half.
I know.
I
said, all right, I don't care where we go. Let's surprise me. I'll go wherever we're going.
So they're
surprising me with something.
And you haven't seen, you do the bills. You haven't seen a charge?
No. He hasn't even booked the flights yet. I'm like, okay, because I'm thinking in my head, oh, please, just don't book anything. Let's just stay home. Let's have a staycation. You know how cheap staycations are compared to
Wherever
the hell we're going?
Well, and they're restful, too.
Yes, they are. Well, they wouldn't be for us because we have a lot of work to do in the backyard, but it's... I'll go wherever they want. I don't care. The kids really want to go. And this is, you know, it's sort of a weird, melancholy time at our house, too, because this is like Riley's last summer as a kid. He keeps saying, I'm not a kid anymore. It sucks. And, you know, he's going to go off and have all his responsibilities.
Man, when I was 13 with my cigarettes and my beer, I'm like, I'm over kid stuff, man.
Well, you're a whole different breed. You know, we have this thing where we travel together and we love it, and it's and none of us really wants it to change or end, or but it's as he's going off to school, it's sort of, even if we are going to have a few more of these trips, they're not forever. And it's hard. I think about my own family and how the five of us were so tight and we went on all these trips, and it was just like it goes by so much faster than you think it's going to. And like, I wish that I had I don't know, realized it earlier in their lives, like how fast it was going to go by. Like, I'm really going to miss the four of us. Like when he goes off and has relationships and a whole life of his own. It'll be hard. I don't know. Hopefully he'll bring grandchildren home at some point. That'll be nice.
But anyways, for a weekend.
So it's been, you know, kind of a melancholy summer thus far, weekend.
I don't, you know what seems weird about that as you're saying that, though, is it seems like if you've built that tight of a bond, then you never took it for granted. So
yeah.
What more could you have done?
You're right. I know. Maybe I couldn't have done any more.
If
but
you guys are
still
that
sad
tight,
it's over.
You've clearly cherished those moments. They've clearly cherished it. You've bonded us. How much tighter could you be?
Yeah, good point.
The kid hangs around the house.
You got it. You got what
you've done all you could.
Those people want.
And it's still ending.
You squeezed every morsel out of it, Sarah.
Oh, God. Now I know why the kids cry.
I know. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
You got me?
I guess. I guess it doesn't make it any less sad that it's
probably not
ending.
But, well, no. I mean, if you'd taken it for granted, I could see why you'd be like,
right,
man, I missed those 5 years drinking. I was in that closet drinking that whole time. I wasn't there for them.
Right.
They went on vacations, and I stayed in the closet.
No, that didn't happen.
Right.
You're right. Well, anyway, we're going somewhere this summer. I'm just not sure where. And today we're going to see Wonder Woman. So that'll be fun. I'm going to try and drive.
Both the boys?
Yeah. We're going to go. And I think Riley, a couple of his friends are going to come. And so we'll have a full house. Maybe me and Sean will sit by ourselves and they can go do their thing. You know, I don't want to cramp his style. You know, his friends, you know how it is, like, you're so embarrassed by your own mother, but other people's mothers you like.
Sure.
You know, and meanwhile, their kid is cringing. Because all his friends like me. You know, I'm always singing and laughing and bringing them snacks.
You are?
Yeah. Well, I'm constantly singing and laughing.
Right.
So the snack thing, you know, I just always feel like when someone's at your house, you should feed them.
Right.
I don't know where I get that from. I mean, probably my mother, right? But isn't that the way you just feel like if someone's just sitting at your house, you're like, do I have anything to feed these
Can
people?
Can I get you something?
Right.
Do you want to check my prize closet, see if right. you want anything? I always send people upstairs, go check the closet.
Yeah.
See if there's anything you want out of there.
Prize closet.
Yeah. The prize closet is in radio. You just get so much junk. And you don't, it's like limbo stuff because it's cool.
Yeah.
But you don't really want it.
You can't.
Well, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah. What are you going to do with it? Maybe someone else. I always think someone else can use that.
Exactly.
So I just put it in the closet.
You put it in the prize closet. Yeah. And then whenever anybody comes over, you're like, take some stuff. And then at first they don't really get what you're saying. Like there's a stack of t-shirts and all kinds of like weird promotional tchotchkes from movies and books. And they don't really get that. And you're like, no, really, if you took everything that was in that closet, I would be grateful. Like truly take anything that there's always a couple things in there that have been there for years.
So, no one wants them.
Nobody wants them. And you can't bring yourself to throw them out.
Your third Forché jacket.
Right, exactly. I used to throw a Christmas party every year, and I would go buy like five big baskets, and I would load them with like a couple really good things from the prize closet, and then a bunch of junk from the prize.
Wow,
I would
you guys really do have a raffle. Prize closets at your
oh,
house.
Absolutely.
Yeah, totally. I had a whole
it's
big
fun.
Closet at one point. I've wintered it down. It's not
what it used to be.
It's not what it used to be. There's just like a little pile of t-shirts. I just try not to bring stuff home. That's the thing.
That's what I don't do.
The longer you're in radio, the less stuff you're like, I don't want that in my house. Put that in the radio. And that's what's so hard about it, to put something in a trash bin that's perfectly good and, you know.
Well, a lot of the promotional things that we get, it's so wasteful because you get a huge box.
Huge box.
With a tiny little piece of paper inside or whatever.
Right.
It's just so wasteful.
I noticed that Hooman has his pink shirt.
Yeah. You know what? I don't even know why we're doing the pink thing.
Yeah, what is the pink thing?
I don't have a pink thing.
Are you sure about that?
Do you want to borrow my scarf?
No.
Yeah,
I mean, is this a pride thing? I'll just wear the rainbow
it's just,
flag.
No, today's National Wear Pink to Work Day.
Oh, that's all? It's just a...
What?
I thought it was like some special Women's Day or something.
It could be. It could be whatever we want it to be. But we're all wearing pink. So.
Well, most of us are.
But why?
Well, it has something to do with the 14th century and the use of pink in art. I mean, I read a little bit about it, but
the 14th century and
yes, the 14th
wow.
century. So I thought, hey, let's all wear pink and take a fun picture.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
We all wore pink.
I didn't.
Well, you can take the picture.
I'll take the picture.
The third degree.
We'll give you a photo credit, Vinny.
Right. A women's empowerment thing, I guess, what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought that.
Well, that's, you know, when we think pink, we think
the
women's empowerment.
The first thing I thought of was, isn't the pink triangle a lesbian thing?
I think it's a gay thing.
Yeah, it's a gay thing, and it's this weekend, right?
Pride this week. Oh, my God, you guys. The songs that Jane put in here for Pride Day, I guess, calling today, they're great.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like my list.
Is this your list?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, good
so
job.
The pink triangle installation and commemoration ceremony is what it is.
Boy, she does not like getting slighted.
Well, I didn't like
the other day, Sarah goes, great job getting all the rainbow stuff out for the picture, Hooman. And Yuzette goes, I did that.
That was me.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you did something and you're standing right there and someone else is claiming the big salad.
I even thought about it afterwards. I thought, you know, I could have just shut my mouth and let Hooman take credit. And I said, no, I didn't want to.
Yeah. And listen, if this is your list of songs, it's excellent, Yuzette.
What will we be starting with today?
Well, you have a choice.
All right. Pride, everyone.
Pink Triangle is tomorrow, Vinny.
Oh.
That's what I, well, anyway, I that's what I thought we were doing the pink shirts for.
Well,
I didn't know it was a 14th
century thing.
Let's try
to tie it. Yeah, I didn't either. Let's try to tie it into something more modern day, like, you know, Pride.
I most definitely don't feel bad now that I didn't have the pink shirt.
Yeah, I feel.
I can skip the 14th century celebration.
I thought it was some kind of, you know, necessary thing, but it turns out it isn't. Okay, so do you want to start with George Michael, Freedom, or Lou Reed, Walk on the Wild
Give
Side?
Give me George Michael, Freedom, please.
You got it. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back, and happy Friday. Friday. Sarah
and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.